بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We'll begin the chapter on shopping centers. What should be the intention, the niyat? And in comparison to shopping centers, the virtues of the masajid, the houses of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and to gain maximum benefit, that the input is minimum and the output is maximum. That a person invests a little time in the path of Allah, the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are great and vast. So according to a person's intention and niyat, Allah ta'ala will grant him. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we had mentioned, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. Just a bit of muzakar and a recap. That all a'mal are based upon intentions. And whatever a man intends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him accordingly. The hadith sharif continues, فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. That person who migrates for the sake of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then his migration, his movement is indeed towards Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that person who migrates, who moves for the sake of dunya, يُصِيبُهَا أَمْرَأَةٍ يَنْكِحُهَا. For dunya, he moves for the sake of dunya, whether it be daily, whether emigrates, living in the country, coming into a country, whatever movement he is making for achieving dunya or for a woman, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said Allah will treat him accordingly. This hadith is one of the foundational hadiths of a person's life. What the intention he makes accordingly, Allah ta'ala will treat him. Whether his daily life, and ulama explaining this also from the seerat and the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who made the highest form of migration, which you call hijrat, where they left everything for the sake of Allah, lillahi wa li rasulihi, for this left for the sake of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then from this seerat, which will continue till the day of Qiyamah, as you say, history repeats itself, whether globally, whether country-wise, whether individual-wise. So a person, if you'll follow Sahaba radiallahu anhum, not only in the a'mal, but in the iman, in sirat and surat, inwardly, outwardly, will follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah will treat him accordingly in this period of time also. So they immigrated, they left Makkah Mukarramah for the sake of Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So from here, ulama say that they suffered and they went through a temporary hardship. But then to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, made them brothers of the Ansar. But the hijrat is only for Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So outwardly it seemed for a few years they were tested till the battle of Khaybar. When the battle of Khaybar took place and the Jews were expelled, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called Sahaba radiallahu anhum and told the Ansar that now I will distribute the wealth in the lands of Khaybar to the Muhajireen, those that had migrated. Then at that time also, Allah Ta'ala had formed such a bond because they moved for Allah. They left Makkah Mukarramah for the sake of Allah. And the Ansar opened their homes to the Muhajireen. And a similar amal and action you will find in this period of time where this is being revived for those jamaats that move in the path of Allah. That they leave their homes only for the sake of deen, and to whichever area they come to, whichever masjid they come to, Allah Ta'ala opens the hearts of the people. The local people, mashwaras they made, how to host them, how to feed them, how to take them around to meet the Muslim brothers. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the Ansar that I will now distribute the lands of Khaybar to the Muhajireen, so one Sahabi radiallahu anhum stood up, Shammas bin Qais radiallahu anhu, and he says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you may distribute as much as you want to. Give the Muhajireen as much as you want to, but we will not allow them to leave our homes. We will still keep them with us. This is the spirit of muhabbat and love. Upon this, ulama say, that person who will migrate for the sake of Allah, whether every day I'm going to my business for the sake of establishing the deen of Allah, not just to make money or to earn a salary. But Ya Allah, I'm making this movement every day to establish your deen And to earn a livelihood so my deen becomes easy for me and for generations. So here, ulama say from Sahaba Ikram's life, they left everything. They suffered a temporary loss, so to say, in the earnings and the wealth and property. Like Suhaib Rumi radiallahu anhu. He came to Makkah Mukarramah, made a lot of money, properties. Now he's leaving Makkah Mukarramah, going to Medina Munawwara. The mushrikeen, they hear Suhaib is leaving. So they meet with him outside Makkah Mukarramah, and they threaten him that you came to Makkah Mukarramah and you earned a lot of money and now you are going with everything. So he says, I will make a deal with you. I am immigrating and leaving with the sake of Allah. All my properties and all my wealth that I have left behind is all yours. Freehold properties in our period of time, our zamana, freehold properties, title deeds, whether it be commercial, residential, all the vehicles. Here's all the papers, everything is yours. I'm going ila Allahi wa Rasulihi. To Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he gave everything up. And now he's coming to Madinatul Munawwara. Wahi has already come down. So he has left everything. He's moving in the path of Allah to please Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he meets Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says to him, Rabiha al-bay'u ya Aba Yahya. رَبِحَ الْبِيْعُ يَا أَبَا يَحْيَى. Aba Yahya was his title, his kunya. Oh Abu Yahya, what an excellent profitable deal you struck with Allah. وَحِي has come down وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ بْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. Oh Nabi of Allah, amongst the Sahaba, such people who have sold themselves seeking the pleasure of Allah. وَحِي has come down about you. So from here, ulama say from these different incidents, that person who will immigrate with the sake of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then indeed his migration is towards Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Temporary, there will be some loss of dunya. But the time will come, Allah will bless him with dunya, and because he moved for deen, Allah will grant him deen and generations deen and dunya. And on the contrary, the person who moves only for dunya, on the seerat and the history of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then they say that that person's needs only for dunya, Allah will deprive him of dunya and of deen. That dunya will become wabal and become a musibat and calamity. He'll make it. But no qana'at, no contentment, he cannot sleep at night. Muthi Shafi Sahib Rahimullah explains that his drive to become a millionaire will make him restless. When Allah will give him millions, then his craving to become a billionaire will take away his peace of mind. I cannot sleep. I need to make it bigger. And the person who did it for Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they say you will find him even in the after Isha Talim, his sleep will be coming already. So much of peace and contentment. Allah will give sufficient dunya and sufficient deen also. So just on intentions only. This is a mustaqil and an ibadat on his own. That person who will move for the sake of Allah, Allah will grant him dunya and deen and generations will enjoy. That's why this hadith, Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah, the compiler of the Kitab Abu Dawud, that is taught in the final years, he says the foundation of deen more or less are based upon four ahadith. If you encapsulate everything in the thousands of ahadith, he says it boils down to four, and the first one he mentions this hadith, that all actions are judged according to intention. Whatever niyat a person makes, Allah will give him accordingly. And just to end on one incident, Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi, great alim of deen. It's mentioned about him, he had thousands of students and murids that will come and take from him and learn from him. He had a neighbor who was a blacksmith. And the entire day with his hammer, the fire, the furnace, steel, working, smelly, dirt. Finally he fell ill and he passed away. Sufyan Thawri rahimullah, great muhaddith, commentator of hadith and alim of the time. He sees his neighbor, the blacksmith, in a higher jannat than himself. Whereas he's got thousands of murids and students teaching hadith and fiqh and tafsir. So he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, how is it possible that this person reached a higher level than me? So the reply was that every time when he used to strike the iron with his hammer, he would say to himself and make dua to Allah, that, "Ya Allah, I have to do this menial work to support my family. If I was like Sufyan, where I was taken care of and teach hadith and Quran, Ya Allah, I would have given more time to your deen. But because I don't have the means, therefore, Ya Allah, I am doing this work. Otherwise, my intention was, I would do more work of deen in Sufyan. Because of the intention in his heart, Allah gave him a higher jannat. More than the amal, your amal, people saw it, you took the praises, you enjoyed it. He had no praises. He had niyat. So if I couldn't become an alim of deen or hafiz al-Quran, my niyat is, Ya Allah, my children, my progenies. The talk in the home should be that your door, your Quran, and your door should be so strong, not till the musalla of Ramadan. But oh my son, grandson, your door should be so strong till you put your foot in Jannat and with us as a family, the Jamaat behind you. That's my niyat for you, that your life in the path of Allah. So just on the intentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the rewards. So to come into the house of Allah, we make all these intentions. Allah ta'ala give us sufi to make amal.